You know, it's pretty wild to think about how fast things are moving right now. The rapid push to build out data centers for AI and cloud computing has basically triggered a massive construction boom. And honestly, it's creating these incredible, almost unprecedented economic opportunities for skilled tradespeople, especially electricians. It's really energizing to see people getting back to work.
Absolutely. The demand has skyrocketed, and it's directly translating into higher wages, more overtime, and a level of job security that's hard to find in a lot of other sectors right now. It's a genuine economic win for those workers.
But here's the thing. Beneath this economic golden age, there's a growing ethical crisis brewing among the workforce itself. It's becoming a really emotional conversation on the job sites, and it's hard not to feel it.
And it makes sense when you look at the scale of these projects. We're talking about enormous infrastructure that consumes staggering amounts of electricity and water. In a lot of places, it's seriously straining local power grids and depleting community resources.
For the tradespeople actually building these facilities, that impact isn't just a headline, it's deeply personal. They're seeing it right in their own backyards, and it's hitting home.
Exactly. They're the ones witnessing local wells drying up, hearing the real fears about rolling blackouts, and watching energy costs climb for their neighbors and hometowns. It's hard to ignore when it's affecting the people you grew up with.
That proximity has really sparked an intense debate, both internally and within their communities. People are asking themselves, are the financial rewards really worth enabling an industry that so many now view as an environmental and social threat?
And the workforce is sharply divided on that question. You've got two very different camps emerging, and neither side is backing down.
A lot of workers are taking a pretty pragmatic stance. They're prioritizing economic stability, especially in a time when the cost of living is just out of control. They feel they need to secure their families first, and I get that completely.
And from that perspective, they argue the tech sector is inevitable anyway. They believe the most effective way to drive positive change is actually from within, by enforcing strict safety standards, demanding fair labor practices, and holding those corporations accountable right on the job site.
But on the flip side, there's a growing number of tradespeople who are really grappling with a sense of moral complicity. It's a heavy feeling, and it's changing how they show up to work.
They're asking themselves if prioritizing personal gain over community well-being makes them sellouts. And for a lot of them, the answer is increasingly no. They just can't reconcile it anymore.
That tension really reflects a much broader shift in labor values today. Purpose and ethical alignment are becoming just as important as the paycheck itself. It's a fundamental change in what work means to people, and it's incredibly powerful to witness.
And this isn't just a philosophical debate anymore. As community opposition mounts and policymakers start rolling out new regulations, we're actually seeing some data center projects face delays or scale back.
That shifting landscape is putting a lot of additional pressure on construction workers. They're caught in the middle, trying to balance sheer economic necessity with a growing sense of moral responsibility. It's a tough spot to be in, and they deserve real support.
I think this debate signals a critical inflection point for the entire tech industry. The days of unchecked expansion might be coming to a close, and the industry needs to adapt quickly.
Exactly. We really can't just look at the data center boom through a technological or financial lens anymore. It's fundamentally a labor and community issue. The human cost can't be ignored if we want this to work long term.
And that's the real risk. If the workers responsible for building this infrastructure lose faith in its societal value, the long term stability of the entire expansion is genuinely at risk. You can't build a future on a foundation of resentment.
So moving forward, tech giants and policymakers have to step up. they need to prioritize sustainable infrastructure, engage transparently with communities, and commit to truly responsible growth. It's the only way to bridge this divide and keep people hopeful.
Ultimately, the future of the digital age depends not just on capital and code, but on the ethical alignment of the skilled labor force that actually builds it. If we get that right, we build something that lasts. If we don't, it all comes undone.